Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's right. Payne and Pendergast is not in today. We are filling in. I'm Wade Smith, joined by Cecil Shorts. And on the hotline right now, we have Sports Radio 610 NBA insider for the Houston Rockets, Adam Spolane, to talk to us about this Rockets trade. Adam, what's your initial thoughts on the deal of sending Clint Capella and Gerald Green, Nene, and a first-round pick away and acquiring Robert Covington and Jordan Bell?
Wait, the first thing that you think is that they are going all in on small ball right now. You look at what they've done over the last week or so. They've won four of the last five games. The one game they lost, Clint Capella played in. The four games that they won, Clint Capella was out with the heel injury, and they played a center for 9 out of 192 total minutes in those games. They feel like right now they are better by playing small, and so Clint Capella becomes expendable, and they add a wing guy to kind of fill in that role, and I think that you're going to see a lot more small ball coming up the rest of the season. It feels like they believe that this makes them a better team by playing small and not having that traditional center, and they want to keep as much space on the floor as possible for Russell Westbrook.
Adam, are they done dealing? Is this going to be the final roster for the Rockets going into the postseason, or do you think there's another deal to be made over the next about 24 hours?
I don't know if this deal is done. It has not been made official. It has not been called in. And this is one of the things that came down late last night, that with the way the deal is structured right now, they have sent out a lot more money than they are taking in. So there is room for them to add a player or maybe even two to this trade in order to get even a little bit better. So I don't think that they're done. They have two open roster spots at this point. They would like to add another center to the roster, just somebody that they might be able to rely on in case they ever need a center. But they could still add as much as $12 million to this trade in order to get better. So that's something to watch, as we've got, a little more than 30 hours left until the trade deadline.
Adam, tell us more about Robert Covington and what he can bring to the Rockets in this small ball lineup.
He's a 6'7" wing. He's a decent three-point shooter. The three-point shooting has been down a little bit this season, but last year I think he was around 37-38%, which is that's what the Rockets are looking for. But he is an elite defender. He was first team all defense a couple of years ago. Just a couple of weeks ago, he played against the Rockets and he had 6 steals. So he's an elite wing defender. He's versatile. He's a guy who can guard anyone on the floor. He's 6'7", but he has a 7'2" wingspan. So he is here for his defense. He is here because he can shoot threes. And in a sense, he's a younger version of what they had, I think, in Trevor Ariza. And they've been kind of looking to replace Ariza for a long time. Remember, Covington was a Rocket very briefly. He was undrafted out of Tennessee State. Rocket signed him. He really never found a place here. But once he left and went to Philly, that's when he really came into his own. And the Rockets have targeted him really all season.
If you're getting back a younger version of Trevor Ariza, man, I'm all in on that, because he did a bunch of really good things here for the Houston Rockets. Now, you mentioned earlier that the Rockets probably aren't done. They have about $12 million in salary that they can accept. Do you think they would end up going to another team, but possibly like Kevon Looney, a big that they talked about bringing in before, to fill that spot to where it would be a 5-team deal, or is it going to have to be somebody that's in this collection of 4 teams they already worded to deal with?
I think they can add another team to this deal and allow them to take on another player. I think that's how it works. And that's why I don't think you might not see this trade get completed until right at the deadline. I think they might leave this thing open just for that very reason, to give the Rockets an extra chance to add a player. Because if they call this trade in, then basically the Rockets are locked into this roster. They do have some trade exceptions. They would get a trade exception out of this trade, but they wouldn't be able to add as much as they could if they wait to make this trade official, if that makes sense. I hope I'm explaining this right at 7:15 in the morning.
First of all, I appreciate you coming and joining us this morning. I know you had to stay up late putting the article together. Once again, y'all can check that out on Sports Radio 610. Adam Spolane going over the entire trade for the Houston Rockets. My thing is this. Does this trade put the Rockets, as is, in the position to battle with and compete with the big boys in the Western Conference?
I don't know yet. It's one of those things. Are they better right now? They are better with the style that it really feels like Mike D'Antoni wants to play, because you've kind of felt it over the last week or so that they have started to understand that the best way for them to play with Russell Westbrook is that they have to play small, and they have to be able to have four other guys on the floor who can shoot, and Clint Capella doesn't really fit into that. So D'Antoni has talked about this quite a bit over the last week, is that they want to play small, they want to spread the floor, they want to give Westbrook as much space to operate as possible. And the one thing that Mike D'Antoni has done, and he's done this multiple times now over the last week, because he's been asked, well, can you sustain this? Can you play a bunch of little guys for the rest of the season? And D'Antoni keeps saying, well, what's the best lineup that's been used in the NBA over the last 5 years? And that's the Warriors' death lineup, which had Draymond Green at center. So I think they believe that not only can they contend by going small, I think they think that this is the best way going forward. It's a roll of the dice it's absolutely roll of the dice. This is a team that won 65 games just 2 years ago and was a healthy hamstring away from winning a championship, and they have completely remade the roster already. It's just Tucker, Harden, and Gordon. I think those are the only guys that are left off that team. So it's really a fascinating change that you've seen with this team over the last year or so.
Adam, Andre Iguodala is a guy that I think can come in, and you mentioned the Warriors. He's played in the small ball lineup before. He knows his role. He hasn't played all season long, so he's healthy. He's fresh. He's really taking care of his body, according to him on ESPN. But I think he's a guy that the Rockets can bring in. Do you see them trying to, and then we know Daryl Morey's a wizard. Do you see them trying to get Iguodala in some type of way?
They've been trying all year to make that happen, mm-hmm. But before this trade, they could not do it because they just didn't have the salaries to match up. Right now, you've got the $12 million window that they could use. Now, they could add some players to that and maybe do something with Memphis. The thing is, the Rockets do trade one first-round pick in this trade. That goes to Denver. It's the 2020 first-rounder. They can still trade their 2022 first-rounder. Okay. And that's the last first-round pick that they can trade for a long, long time. So I think that with Iguodala's salary, it might be tough for them to make that happen, but I do think it might be possible. But they definitely would love to have Iguodala, and if Iguodala does not get traded between now and the deadline, they will hope that he gets bought out, and if he gets bought out, they will be on the phone trying to get him. That's somebody that they would really like to have.
Adam, looking at all the moves that were made and all the people and pieces that have been traded around in this 4-team, 12-player deal, would you say the Rockets won this trade?
I think I might give it to Minnesota to get a first-round pick to get Malik Beasley for Robert Covington, and I think that they did a really good job. I think the Rockets, as of the way it stands now, I think the Rockets might have given up too much. The fact that you give up Clint Capella and a first-round pick and all you get back is Covington and Jordan Bell, I think that they probably gave up a bit much. But again, this trade isn't done yet. So you don't know if something gets added, something gets taken away, or nothing will get taken away, but something could get added between now and whenever it gets called in. But right now, I think Minnesota won the trade.
And Adam, the other day, you spoke with Mike D'Antoni about the idea of going small ball for the rest of the season. Did you, when he talked to you then, and you were interviewing him then, did you know that this was coming based off of his comments that he made to you?
No, not by that, but you kind of had the feeling that this was going to happen. Just with the way that they had been playing over the 3-4 games prior, it felt like there was a belief that he thought that they were just better going big or going small, because they had opportunities, and you saw it in the Utah game last week when they didn't have James Harden or Russell Westbrook, yet they played small for 42 out of 48 minutes, and that's with Rudy Gobert on the floor for the Jazz, and they were plus 18 by going small. They struggled in that game when they were playing a center, and then they lose the game against Portland with Capella on the floor, and then you have the Dallas game and the New Orleans games, those two games over the weekend, they did not play a center in either of those games, and yet they still won, and they played well in those games, and it just felt like that was the way that they want to go. And Mike D'Antoni's a guy who likes playing small, and it almost feels like this is his way. He wants to do it his way, and he's going to do it his way, and they've made it a little bit easier for him to do it his way.
So you wouldn't think this is because this is his last year, talking about D'Antoni and his contract with the Rockets. This is not just his last, okay, this is my best option, let's just throw out there and see if it works. This is something that you think that's calculated over time. And he's like, hey, I think this is the best way that we can win and compete in this Western Conference.
I think so. I think this is Mike D'Antoni saying, hey, this is my last stand. Let's try it this way and see what happens.
Makes sense.
I tell you what, man, he has really nothing to lose. Like you said, he's a lame duck coach right now. He hasn't got an extension. Of course, Tim and Fertitta said that he needs to see him perform at a certain level before he comes up with the money. And so hopefully this works for his sake and for Rockets fans' sakes. And I think that the roster as constructed now, if this trade is officially goes through, it's going to be better than it was a day ago. And so at the end of the day, you want to see yourself get better as a team. So, Adam Spillane, thank you for joining us here on Sports Radio 610 on Payne and Pendergast. Of course, you have your article that you put up on Sports Radio 610 that people can check out to get information, more information about the trade. Thank you for waking up early this morning and chopping it up with us, Adam.
No problem, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.